To the Batmobile.
Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Holy smokes, Batman. It's Gaggle of Geeks with...
Blake Howard?
And Sophie Lye.
Good morning, Blake Howard of Graffiti with Punctuation.
Good morning, Soph.
Wow, it feels so strange talking to you over the interwebs.
In the studio, it's pretty exciting.
I know, so exciting.
Yeah.
But it's been a big week for geeks, like the premiere last night of Wonder Woman.
Yes.
That happened, but we are going to park it because next week is officially Wonder Woman
Day. Wonder Woman Day next week, yeah, 100%. We've got lots to talk about.
So much to talk about.
Yes.
But to kick things off.
It's been a really kind of, unfortunately, it's going to be a bit of a downer geek week and for a number of reasons. And the first one is, unfortunately, if folks have seen, Zack Snyder has stepped away from Justice League this week. And it's because of tragedy. Kept under wraps, which is kind of seemingly impossible in this Hollywood world.
I know. The incident I was speaking of, that happened back in March.
Happened in March. His daughter committed suicide and he and his family have kind of been reeling from it and he's been trying to find solace in his work, which is why Justice League is kind of paused and taking a little bit longer. But he's stepped away to say, look, I can't do this. I need to be with my family. And so what's been amazing is just the pouring out of love across online saying, you know, for the worst possible circumstances, he's had to step away. Mm. And very fortunately, they're so close to finish that they literally have already coordinated, written, and were scheduled to shoot some pickup shots for the film. So everything's still going to go ahead there. But, you know, massive geek thoughts to Zack Snyder for stepping away from this juggernaut that he's been behind and stepping away from the reins to take care of his family. The other news is, the newsy news of it is that Joss Whedon is taking his place,
yeah.
Which is, you know, a kind of good thing, but shows really how deeply embedded he is now in the DC universe, which is awesome. But the tragedy and the super heroics is that Zack Snyder said, look, unfortunately, I don't care about superheroes right now. I have to be my family's superhero, and he stepped away. So really admirable and really sad, and best of luck to him and his family, and our prayers and thoughts are with him. And, you know, and if the Justice League turns out to be a massive success, it's all because of his contribution, and then the coordination at the back end is just support. So really sucky stuff there.
Yeah, more sad news, though.
Yeah, look, I would say this is actually, you know, it's sad, but Sir Roger Moore was 89 years old, and he said that he called himself the fourth best actor to ever play James Bond. he started in 1973, seven films, 007 films, as people would say this week. But you got to love Roger Moore. Roger Moore is the campest and craziest and battiest Bond. Like, there's literally no consistency in any of his films. He was an absolute legend on The Saint on television. He was a staple of that British pop culture. And he was just a sweetie pie. This week he passed away, but talk about a winner. Like, he's 90 years old. Everyone loved him. He gushed and gushed about the Danny Craig Bonds. He got along famously with Sean Connery.
Mm.
He kind of took the piss a little bit about George Lazenby saying he was the fourth. But he's just like the best legend ever. And, you know, when a Bond passes away, it's a massive thing. Like, he's our only one that's passed away. But he just went out on such a high and lived such an amazing life. And even all the way into the end of his life, he was still such a legend and an icon. So, massive tip of the hat to Sir Roger. And he's a sweetie pie. This week have been bombarded with stories of people just encountering him in airports.
Oh,
and just
beautiful story of how, like, his child, like, asked him to sign his ticket. And he signed it as Roger Moore. And then the kid looks and goes, like, you're not Roger Moore. And he's like, shh. The spies will know if I sign it James Bond. And it's like, oh, that's so sweet.
And that kid carried that with him for his whole life. So, you know, absolute legendary stuff. So, yeah, you know, some tragedies, but Roger, like, lived the great life. To have an innings of 89 and be James Bond and the Saint, he won. He killed it. We love him.
He did win. But on to more gooder news.
Yeah.
Better news. Less sad news.
Look, I know next week is Wonder Woman Day, but this is one thing I want to crowbar in. Oh, God, the reactions have been so good.
Oh.
So many good reactions. I just have to take it higher, okay, because I feel like we're going to come back down. Because the next thing, we're starting a new thing that Sophie's asked us to do on the show, mm-hmm. which is a two-word review.
Two-word review.
And this is when we feel that a film or a TV show is only worth two words of your time on a gaggle of geeks on a Saturday morning.
Yep. This week, you might have seen the billboards all around town. It involves a certain Johnny Depp with his face plastered everywhere. It is Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Look, fortunately, there's a live man here sitting to tell his tale.
Right. And in two words?
Unforgivably wasteful.
I think that says it all.
That's all you're getting.
That's all you're getting.
That's all you're getting. You might have to go to a graffiti with punctuation for something more vitriolic, but unforgivably wasteful is, in a nutshell, exactly what I feel about Pirates 5.
Wow.
Do not go and see it. Go and see Guardians again. Some people in Sydney can go see Personal Shopper again, which is great and is around mm-hmm. the place. You might even be able to scour up any number of great stuff, but just for the love of God, don't see.
All right. We won't see that. But speaking of posters, the Spider-Man poster came out.
I don't know what was more memed this week, Donald Trump standing next to the Pope or a terrible Marvel Sony Spider-Man poster.
Oh,
and I
gosh.
Think equally they are good because the Donald Trump one, my favorite, was one that someone added in the nurse, I think from The Conjuring or the sequel to The Conjuring. And then Vigo of Compathia from Ghostbusters 2 in the background, which is I really, really enjoyed.
I enjoyed someone putting in Damien from The Omen.
Yes. And the twins from The Shining.
Oh, and they fit in so great. Like, seamless.
Effortless.
Seamless.
And so that was good. But yeah, I think the best Spider-Man trailer ever for any Spider-Man movie came out this week, which was this amazing POV of Peter Parker filming himself before he gets called into Civil War, meeting Iron Man, all this fun stuff, like different perspectives on things we've already seen, which is amazing. And then to go with it, a poster that looks like someone created it in Microsoft Paint. And I don't mean Photoshop, like Paint. It just heads like a really terrible collage. It looked almost like a ransom letter for what Spider-Man is coming out.
Oh, I had a mate go, wait, that wasn't fan art? And I'm like, no, it's the official. And he's like, no, it's fan art. It's definitely fan art. I'm like, no, it is the official poster.
In a world where there's like Mondo and there's these awesome artists who painstakingly go to make these beautiful pieces of art that are film posters, when someone makes a poster like that, you're just like, what is wrong with you? And the last poster we talked about is like Last Jedi. Like that amazing contrast, two faces, Rey holding a lightsaber. Oh. Incredible. Lots of the feels.
Old feels. And then this. What were you thinking? It was just like, can it be busier? Can we add more faces in?
No.
No. And who is this random character that we don't care about that will, like, you know, probably appear for like 2 minutes?
No.
Like,
no, we don't care.
We don't care. But to end on a high, Game of Thrones new trailer.
Oh, my God. It's like, this is the ultimate smackdown. This is like a trailer to end all trailers. Whenever Game of Thrones is coming back, it's amazing. And what's even funnier is, like, I love not watching when they release the original trailer from, like, the official HBO site. I like watching all the actors tweet it because, like, the actors are like, oh, yeah! Like, you just see, like... So, like, when Daenerys Targaryen is, like, flipping out on her own Twitter, like, Emilia Clarke, I'm just like, this is so good. I can't wait. It looks awesome. It's just a... And shorter season coming up, so...
Shorter season, but it seems bigger. Like, war is happening. Winter is here.
Yeah.
It... Wow.
Yeah, Battle of the Bastards pretty much every episode. That's what it looks like. It's they're not mucking around before we get to humans v. White Walkers, finally.
I don't know how I'd feel about Battle of the Bastards every episode. Because I couldn't breathe during Battle of the Bastards. Like, I had, like, gut in my chest because it was just so intense.
Now, one final thing I want to ask of the listeners, guys, if you find out where there's a pub, because in the UK and the US, there are pubs who play Game of Thrones, please hit up Sophie or 2SER or myself on the Twitter, at BlakeIsBatman, at Soph_Light, or at 2SER, because we want to know. I love that there's nothing more I love more than watching an episode of Game of Thrones and then watching the reactions of people in a pub somewhere in the world watching things happening on Game of Thrones. We need to know where a pub is playing this so we can all drink and watch it together.
Live screenings in a pub of Game of Thrones.
It'd be out of control. It's like better than sport. Better than sport.
Through sport. Seriously. The geekery's where it's at.
Oh, but yeah, can't wait. Oh, hit us up.
Hit us up. Make it happen. We need to make it happen.
We need to make it happen.
Make it happen. Blake, so lovely to see your face in the studio. Not that any of our listeners can see you.
It's nice to see you too, dude. It's awesome to be here.
Awesome. We'll catch you around. If you ever want more geekery or any of Blake's reviews, head to Graffiti with Punctuation. Hit us up on 2SER.com and listen to some of our podcast or on the Twitters.
Yes. At Blake is Batman. At Soph_Lie.
At 2SER.
At 2SER.
Very good. Thanks, Blake.
Thanks, Soph. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.